Or she just
sweetheart
liked
or huh? Feller or uh-huh. They just a whole bunch of names for that they had.
And she would be his
sweetheart or girlfriend or wife to be or something like that. They had a whole lot the same way about her, you see.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been
kissing, somebody been kissing her, yeah, you.
Okay. And if a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she
broke up with him.
Okay. Or he asked her to marry him, but she
refused. She wouldn't do it.
Uh-huh. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
ditched him, is what they say, what we say.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Got married. Yeah, got hitched.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got hitched.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom.
A lot of them say he broke his neck when they get married.
Why did they say that?
Well, because he got in trouble, they think.
The boy that stands up with the groom, he's called the
what?
At a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called.
Well, he's the best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
Well, I can't think of it. She's the best woman, but that don't mean they don't use that word.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a waiter or a bridesmaid?
Bridesmaid, that's right.
Uh-huh. And a long time ago, if people in the community get married, other people would come around their house at night and
shiver him. I had that happen to me.
What did they do?
Well, I was laying there and I was just, boy, I was snoozing off. And first thing I knowed, I never hear such a racket in all my life. Cowbells are ringing, the sweeps, beating sweeps, and it just all come in just like that all at once. It all started, and the windows was low in that house, and I looked out the window and I could see the farthest flying off. And of course, it's where they're hitting one of them sweeps with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And I never heard such a racket. And I just jumped up and run behind the door. I knew what it was as quick as in just a minute, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And it all stopped just like it started. And everything got just as quiet. Of course, I done up behind the door. And directly they called me. They were afraid to come in there. And I didn't answer for a little bit. They said, "We're coming in after you." And I waited just a little bit and they called me again. And I said, "The first one steps in this door, I'm going to knock him out right flat on his back." And they wouldn't come in there, but I knew it was all fine, you see. Of course, that's why they come on in there anyway, it got me. Or I went out, and they got me, and they got my wife, the women did. And they got a pole and put me a straddle of it and started up the road with me, carrying me on pole, straddle, pole, see. And boy, she went all pieces.
Your wife did?
Yeah, first, that was my first wife, see, I've been married twice. She went all pieces,
uh-huh.
And she broke the thing up. Boy, she didn't have any sense, and she got mad. But I never did. It just tickled me, and they gonna take me up there and throw me in the pool, you see. And
uh-huh.
She thought they were gonna hurt me, and boy, she lit in them like a wildcat, and she broke it up.
Tell me something about your first wife. Where was she from?
She is from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Where in Mississippi?
It's close. I forgot what they said that, what the name of that town was they lived close to. But they're from Mississippi. But I forgot what the name of the town was.
Was it in the Delta or South Mississippi? Or?
It was in South Mississippi.
Uh-huh. When did she move over here?
Well, she come here when she was a little girl.
Uh-huh. She grew up in this county?
Yeah. She don't live here now. She lives in West Texas.
Mm-hmm. How old is she now?
Well, let's see. I'm 61. She's 59.
Uh-huh. How long ago?
Let's see. Yeah, I believe that's right. She's 59.